Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome, I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Let's get right into the price update because today, yes, we made another all-time high. Oh yeah, the train keeps rolling. And by the way, we're going to cover a bunch of Bitcoin stories as usual every day. But today, our high has been $72,943.98. You can see these are daily candles on the screen. This is showing you from the new year how we've progressed. And right around here is where the Bitcoin ETFs were approved. And so, of course, we spiked a little, then crashed a little, then we've just been rolling. And now we're at all-time high. And this is what we can expect for the next 18 months. Although we are going to have significant drops along the way. Major drops, 20%, 30% drops. That's all normal in a bull run. So, yeah, enjoy these pumps. And, yeah, let's keep going. Bloomberg's Eric Balcuna says, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs will likely find gold too easy to conquer and eventually seek to overtake bigger categories in sectors and smart beta. In the first 2 months, the 10 ETFs have almost doubled assets to $55 billion and traded over $110 billion in value. This puts them on pace to pass gold ETFs in size in a few months rather than years. And yeah, so the Bitcoin ETFs have been such a major development in the world and in Bitcoin, obviously, that we're going to overtake gold eventually. And then we're going to overtake other sectors, other category, bigger categories and sectors, as he says, right? These are the experts breaking it down what they see, right? And they can see what's coming. And we can all see what's coming if you pay attention and learn. Now, here is Pierre Rochard. He says, Biden expects the Bitcoin mining industry to 10x in the United States over the next decade. This would imply $6 million price target for Bitcoin, even more bullish than the wash trading line item. American dynamism and energy abundance will make this possible. Yeah, so first of all, I don't know why Biden is expecting Bitcoin mining industry to do anything. I don't think the government really understands Bitcoin yet. I mean, they've been against it forever. They've been calling it a scam forever, and now they're experts. Okay. Anyway, here's some sort of chart. But anyway, look, what you have to take from this story is the $6 million price. Bitcoin at $6 million per Bitcoin. I mean, we know it's coming over time. It might take 10, 15 years. Might be less. Let's keep going. Here are some of the bears reacting to Adam Back's prediction, 100K by halving. Last fall versus now. Yeah, so they were laughing at him last fall for predicting $100,000 by the halving. And the halving is mid-April. So we're about a month away from the halving, a little more than a month away from the halving. And now the 100K prediction doesn't look too crazy, does it? These are the bears reacting on the screen. They're shocked. I mean, some people are still waiting for us to go back down to 10K. Man. Don't hold your breath. This is very interesting in terms of Bitcoin's market cap. Just in, at $87,750, Bitcoin will surpass Google's market cap. So $87,700, Bitcoin will surpass Google's market cap. At $104,930, it will surpass Saudi's Aramco's market cap. Bitcoin is on track to become one of the top five largest assets in the world, and it's going to eventually be number one. I mean, there's no doubt. It's just a matter of time. It's just going to... Bitcoin is so strong, and it's because of the fundamentals. Bitcoin is just going to absorb everything. It's inevitable. Once you understand Bitcoin, and it's just inevitable. So here's Mandrick. This is a really good post here because he paid 14 Bitcoin for a pan of baklava in 2011. And that's now worth over $1 million, from $70 to $1 million in a little over 12 years. I've never been more bullish on anything in my life. Yet even I didn't believe Bitcoin would grow so fast. I was just trying to pay my bills and save for the future while getting away from the fiat standard. Feeling extremely grateful and humbled today. Wow. Yeah, thank you, Mandrick. You know, we all need to definitely consciously be grateful and humbled by Bitcoin. It's exciting when it pumps, but we can't become arrogant. We have to be humble. And this is, I mean, look, he's been in Bitcoin for so long. I hope he has a good stack going. I'm sure he does. Yeah, and it's only going to keep getting better. Here, as Samson Mao says, a $1 million Bitcoin was already decided when the ETFs were approved. We're just coasting along now. Yeah, and this is true because once the ETF is approved and you know that there's this pool of money of hundreds of trillions of dollars, all you have to do is say, okay, if 1% of that money goes into Bitcoin, then Bitcoin goes to a million or something. I mean, it's simple math in that sense. I'm not saying that's guaranteed to happen, but it's already happening. And yeah, so there you go. Here's an awesome video that Julian Figueroa, he released it today. It's called Inside Costa Rica's Secret Bitcoin Community. It's on his channel called Kinetic Finance, and I'll link to it below. I link to everything below, by the way. Every story, every single thing you see, I link to below. So check out this video. It's 19 minutes long. Really very interesting. Very good watch. And more news about global adoption. El Salvador stands above all other nations as the first to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender. In the 2.5 years since, our country has gained enormous economic benefits, meaning El Salvador. First came the Bitcoin tourist, next came the builders and the pioneers, now comes the rocket ship to the moon. Yeah, that's the phase we're in. So, I mean, look, people who can look ahead and see what's happening and anticipate these global changes, they benefit the most. That's why I love researching Bitcoin and looking into it and looking at the global macro environment and studying it, right? Because you get distinctions, and then if you study it enough, you can see where things are going. Not everyone can, and not everyone who sees where it's going is always correct. But some things are not that hard to see, right, where it's going. Now, in terms of more adoption, just in, London Stock Exchange to start accepting Bitcoin exchange-traded note applications. So basically, this is these ETNs in the British Stock Exchange or the London Stock Exchange are, in a way, somehow similar to ETFs. I don't know the exact way, but here's the thing. You can see right here, exchange-traded notes are debt securities which provide exposure to an underlying asset. So the London Stock Exchange is going to start giving people permission to have exposure to the underlying asset of Bitcoin, which means they're going to be investing in Bitcoin. So there's a lot more money coming into Bitcoin, a lot more people buying. And McShane here says, it's a tough year for slave currency. Use Bitcoin. Yeah, so this is, you know, usually like when we look at a chart like this, this is the normal chart. We're looking at Bitcoin to the dollar, right? This is Bitcoin to the dollar. So one Bitcoin right now is $72,174. But this chart here looks at the opposite, the dollar to the Bitcoin. And the dollar to the Bitcoin has been losing value this year and throughout Bitcoin's history. I'm going to show you something. Is it the next slide here? No, I'm going to show you something about how much a home costs in terms of Bitcoin in 2011 versus now. But here, this is an article on watcher.guru. Bricks, a U.S. billionaire, says Bitcoin's rise will collapse the U.S. dollar. So a U.S. billionaire, here you go, billionaire and American hedge fund manager Bill Ackman acknowledged that the U.S. dollar could be on the path of a decline, and Bitcoin, or the new BRICS currency, could pin the last nail in its coffin. While Bitcoin touched a new high of $71,175, investors are flocking toward the cryptocurrency market for gains. The development is adding pressure on the U.S. dollar, as the majority of traders are now looking into Bitcoin to make profits. Yeah, I mean, look, this is, again, what was the quote from The Matrix? What is that sound? That's the sound of inevitability, right? Wasn't that one of the agents who said that? But anyway, Bitcoin's inevitable. And here is a very truthful statement. This is from Anastasia London. The real conspiracy theorists believe that the government cares about them, the media would never mislead or lie to them, and the pharmaceutical industry that makes billions off sickness wants to cure them. Yeah, these are the real conspiracy theorists, not us. We're speaking truth, but the establishment calls us conspiracy theorists because that's the only way they can sort of try to hold us down and keep us down, right? But they can't over time. They can't. So here's a weird article. This shows you how the government and the Fed, what are they even talking about here? This article from Business Insider says Bitcoin's record-breaking run could postpone Fed rate cuts, JP Morgan says. What? I mean, the soaring price of Bitcoin could delay the Federal Reserve's plans to cut interest rates, according to JP Morgan. The bank said signs of froth is in risk assets like Bitcoin could lead to higher for longer interest rates. I mean, look, they're coping. This is the government and the Fed coping against Bitcoin. My God, right? Here's right. Remember in 2022, right? Bitcoin in 2022, rat poison, highly risky. I don't want to lose money. And now Bitcoin in 2024, I'll accept Bitcoin as payment. Can you sell me your Bitcoin or how do I get more? Right? I think it was yesterday or the, or maybe, yeah, Friday or Thursday, I reported how Peter Schiff, he's selling some silly NFTs or something he's selling and he's accepting Bitcoin. So people who thought Bitcoin is rat poison and risky and a scam, it's funny. They're now accepting Bitcoin. They want to be paid in Bitcoin, huh? They want to stack more Bitcoin. Interesting. Not surprising. All right. In terms of wallets, have you heard of the Aqua wallet? You can manage all your Bitcoin, Lightning, or Liquid needs in Aqua. Be one with the flow. Yeah, the Aqua wallet is pretty cool. I actually downloaded it and opened it. I haven't used it too much, but the fact that this one wallet lets you accept Bitcoin, Lightning, or Liquid, that's pretty cool. So anyway, I just wanted to, from time to time, I just mention different apps because they're useful and a lot of building is happening in the Bitcoin space, right? So that's the Aqua wallet. And here is an article of the highlights and insights from the Bitcoin Atlantis conference in Madeira, Portugal. And so I will link to this, of course. And yeah, so if you want to get, you know, sort of an overview, highlights and insights of everything that happened at Bitcoin Atlantis, definitely check out this article. Here's an episode of a podcast that I listened to yesterday, or I watched, right? Because you have to watch the video on this one, because the Rational Root, who's the guest, he presents many, many charts. The podcast is called What Bitcoin Did. And this is the episode, Bitcoin's Biggest Bull Run with the Rational Root. It's from 2 days ago. And so, yeah, I will link to this. This is like a must watch. I know it's an hour and 4 minutes, but if you're into charts, if you're into technical analysis and charts, this is a must watch. If you don't care about technical analysis, then you don't have to watch this. But this is a fascinating video. So many charts. It's really insightful. And here's a guide on the five stages to become a real Bitcoiner. A step-by-step guide for a no-coiner or a pre-coiner, how to climb the Bitcoin ladder toward the light, the freedom, and the sovereignty. So yeah, there's five steps, but this is an interesting graphic here, right? See, on the top, you have the light, which is Bitcoin, and then on the bottom here, you have S-coins, and people are enslaved, and scammers, and then blockchain, and then people climb up. They fight through all this. They climb up, finally get to the outside air, and they reach the outside air and become a Bitcoin maximalist, and they bask in the pure sunlight of Bitcoin. And here are the stages of learning. Stage one, getting the Bitcoin base, which is why Bitcoin. Stage two, reading and learning how to use Bitcoin, the basic steps. Stage three, practice and testing where to use Bitcoin. Stage 4, improve your skills, run a node, build solutions. Wow, that's a pretty advanced. And stage 5 is help the community, collaborate with developers, teach others, and share your knowledge. So I'll link to this article in the show notes, of course. And here's what I was talking about earlier. This is insane. An average home in 2011 cost 64,000 Bitcoin, if you were to pay in Bitcoin, let's say, right? An average home in 2024 today costs 6 Bitcoin. You got to think about this one. Think about this. And today, a home you can buy, you know, an average home, you can buy for 6 Bitcoin. In 5 years or 10 years, you'll be able to buy a home for probably half of a Bitcoin or 0.3 Bitcoin. So what I'm saying is, yeah, okay, if you're just starting to invest in Bitcoin and you can't buy 6 Bitcoin right now, because right now 6 Bitcoin is like $430,000, okay, do what you can. Stack what you can, because our brains can't understand where Bitcoin's going to be in the future and how much that's going to be worth. I mean, imagine buying 0.3 Bitcoin today. What would that cost you? Let's say 25 grand. And imagine in 10 years, that 25 grand that you invested, you could buy a house. Think about that. Think about that. I just realized my camera is showing some of my green screen. All right, let's move on to this, which is this. See, oh, this is a beautiful post. You only have gains if you sell. No, you no longer have gains if you sell. This is so critical to understand, because in traditional financing, you invest and then you let the price go up. And then when the price goes up, you sell and you realize a gain, right? With Bitcoin, it's the opposite. If you buy Bitcoin and you let Bitcoin go up and then you sell the Bitcoin, yes, you're going to have more US dollars, but US dollars are garbage, toilet paper. So you have more garbage and toilet paper, but you don't have Bitcoin anymore. So the key is to hold on to it. Even when it goes up, don't sell it. And this is not financial advice, but when it goes up, don't sell it, because in 4 more years, it's going to be worth 5 times as much. And 4 years after that, 5 times as much. So again, think about this. Yeah, and then I just, this is the last story. How many millionaires are there in the world? There's 62,489 million millionaires. So that means there's 62 billion millionaires. All right, now just try to think about that. Here's the thing. There's only 21 million Bitcoin. So even if every millionaire in the world wanted to own one whole Bitcoin, they can't. In fact, there's 62 billion millionaires. So they can only hold like 0.1 Bitcoin each, even less than 0.1 Bitcoin. So what I'm saying is, don't think you're too late. Don't think you're left behind. You're not. And here's our website, fractalbitcoin.com. This link on top, check it out. Join our locals community. Come over here. Yeah, this is our community. It's free to join, hang out, ask questions. It's really cool. And don't forget, on Fridays, we do the Bitcoin panel live stream, 4 p.m. Eastern. On Fridays, I bring together a bunch of Bitcoiners and we have an awesome conversation. And so, yeah, anyway, you know what? Let's really quick check back with the price again. All right, we're still just above 72,000. But anyway, today's an all-time high day. Everybody's feeling great. I hope you're feeling good. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel and all that stuff. Really appreciate it. And I will see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. All right, see ya.